Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome. Yay. Thanks so much for being here. We have an episode for you, and the title is Tomorrow's Forecast Calls for ... We are talking today about forecasting, and it is one of the key elements to the Plan to Recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery, and it is so freaking important. I don't think that there is a more important thing that I added into this journal than forecasting for tomorrow. Now, I want to, you know, start by saying every day is going to look different. Every time and every day and every moment, every morning and every evening that you engage with your journal, you're going to come to that journal with different energy levels. And I have given you full permission not to complete every prompt every day. That's perfectly fine. I am just telling you from my personal experience, this is not the portion that I want to skip because it allows me to manifest a tomorrow that I am proud of, a tomorrow that I want to wake up to, a tomorrow that gets my ass out of bed in a mindset that says, I want to take on this day. I do that the night before. It's one of my favorite things and the reason that I engage my journal in the PM, because it gives me an opportunity in the evening to reflect on the day that I have had and really take inventory of that, my strengths, my weaknesses. In the journal, we're reflecting on our victories, our struggles. We're offering self-compassion. And then we're moving into, well, what do we want tomorrow to look like? Because if we know anything in our deepest parts of self, it's that every day is different. Okay. As mundane as sometimes it feels, every day has new opportunity and new challenges every single day. You know, they say if, you know, you want to, you know, make God laugh, plan something, make plans. You know, every day is going to be different. And we have this amazing opportunity through forecasting to manifest a tomorrow that, you know, we are eager to enter into because we're already looking. Our brains are already curious about what is to come because we've thought about it. We've imagined it, okay? Which is priming our brain to notice the positive things that we encounter the next day. This is so important, okay? There is a lot of science behind this. This is not woo-woo, okay? This is not woo-woo. This is not, oh, okay, Andrea, well, that sounds lovely. I'll just pretend tomorrow is going to be better. This is not pretending. This is not pretending. This is hoping. This is planning. This is manifesting. Okay? And this is then, because the way our brains are designed, noticing the positive things that actually happen to you the next day. It's so freaking important. Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. So if you are doing the 90-day challenge, and I hope that you are, I hope you're engaging already in your Plan to Recover mini journal. And if you have not ordered yours yet, you know that you can go to Amazon and do that. You can either search Andrea Epting, E-P-T-I-N-G, or you can search the Plan to Recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery. And let's go ahead and start that 90-day challenge now. You can start anytime. This is absolutely a journal you can engage at any day, anytime, any minute. You don't need to wait to, you know, January 1st. Absolutely not. And the reason that it's a 90-day journal is because it gives us a lot of opportunities to really pivot and make important changes. And 90 days is really what it takes if you're being consistent to automate new healthy habits and behaviors and to start to disconnect from old unwanted habits and behaviors and addictions. Okay. So that's why 90 days. And if you're engaging and you're doing the 90-day challenge, I want you to look at the portion of your daily check-in that says, tomorrow I want to feel. Yes, we've put some emojis here. We understand that depending on where you are and what stage you find yourself in the first time you engage with one of these journals, feelings might be very difficult. That is okay. I need you to hear me say there is nothing wrong with you. It is okay. Depending on what you have experienced in your life and any traumas you might have endured, engaging emotion is hard. It is not easy. It is not simple. And so we do start with the emojis and we just ask you to select from that. Eventually, as you continue to engage on a daily basis and really get still and quiet with your feelings, with your experiences, and allow your emotions to really settle in your heart and be filtered and digested through the gut in order to have more fresh and wise-minded thoughts. Until you can do that, it's going to be really hard because there's probably like 80 emotions. And how do you just grab one of them? Well, that's really, really challenging. And I just need you to hear me say that takes time. And it's okay. So you can default to these emojis, which, you know, I think, you know, are kind of self-explanatory of how you would like to feel tomorrow. What emotion would you like to embody tomorrow? So maybe tomorrow I really want to embody the emotion of hope. Maybe tomorrow I really want to embody appreciation and gratitude. And maybe tomorrow I want to really like let go of my plans, let go of my agenda and experience small micro moments of joy because they're there to be had. I'm just maybe not noticing them yet. Okay. So I know how I want to feel tomorrow. And after you've reflected on you know, the current day, you know, the day that you just experienced, it really does help to inform, like, well, gosh, what would I like to see different tomorrow? So really think, pause, be still about what emotion would you like to embody the next day? And where might you experience that in your body? Where would you feel that? Where would you feel excitement? Where would you feel or experience positive emotion? Where would you experience, you know, joy, happiness, peace, relaxation? Where would you experience that? And what do you need? What do you need tomorrow? This is also an opportunity to engage needs. We as humans, oh my gosh, all of us human doings walking around, we need to become human beings that recognize we have a ton of needs. We have a ton of needs, and there is nothing wrong with that. That is our design, and it would behoove us to just accept it and get to a place where, yes, we can figure out how important our needs are and begin to meet those for ourselves. We might even start to get vulnerable and allow someone else maybe to meet some critical needs that we have. But when you're reflecting on tomorrow, I want to feel, please consider what you need. So if I say tomorrow, I would like to feel joy, it means I need more joy. I was lacking that today and I notice it. And that's healing. There's healing power in what I'm talking about right now, especially when you do this consistently. So tomorrow I want to feel, and then you select that embodied emotion that you would like to have the following day. The next section says notes to future self. This might be where you talk a little bit more about your need. What is something that you really crave? What is something that your inner child is crying out for? Okay, really tap in. Tap into your inner child. Tap into all of the parts of self. And some parts are going to feel neglected. Some parts are going to feel deprived. Tap into that and make some notes to your future self. Okay, and please call yourself by name if you can. So it's like, hey, Andrea, tomorrow I would really like for you to notice X, Y, or Z. Tomorrow, when you're engaging this particular person that really upset you today, this is what I would like for you to be empowered to do. That's a note to your future self. Okay, this is great. This is great. It's so important. And then you move down to the desired outcome for tomorrow. So at the end of tomorrow, you know, 24 hours later, when you're engaging in this journal again, what is the desired outcome? What would you have liked to have noticed? What would you have liked to have accomplished? What would you have liked to have had implemented by this time tomorrow, where you can really feel that dopamine hit of accomplishment and success, where you can really feel encouraged and empowered and even surprised by how much, you know, you've done and how amazing you are and what you're capable of. It's just, that's what this is all about. And then below that, it says, take a moment to imagine it. Please don't skip this part. Okay. This is not woo-woo. This works. This is science. This is solidifying what we are talking about. The pause, the guided imagery that you walk yourself through that says, I am going to imagine this scenario. I am going to imagine this outcome. I'm going to imagine how it feels to sit in this same space 24 hours from now, having done these things. And you feel it. Feel it. Imagine it. Feel it. Claim it as your reality for the next day. And then you write down, how does it feel? Where do you feel it? Do you feel a sense of relief and your shoulders are relaxed? Do you feel a sense of excitement and accomplishment and you feel a positive energy bursting out of your chest? Great. Feel it. Sit in it. Write down an emotion that is coming up for you in the here and now. This is so important when it comes to manifesting a tomorrow that you deserve. The tomorrow that you imagine, that you envision, that you, there is a part of you that knows you are more than capable of achieving one day at a time. Okay? One check-in at a time. So huge, so important. And we're going to go over this a little bit more in next week, probably, but we're definitely going to talk about it this season. And we talk about the to-dos and the did-dos. Well, I just need to point out that after you take a moment to imagine how it feels 24 hours from now, having accomplished your desired outcomes, right? And then you're embodying that feeling and holding it tight. Then you were reflecting again on the current day and saying, what did I do in reality? Now that I'm sitting here and being transparent and honest with myself, what did I do today to make tomorrow possible? Okay, that is huge. That's what the to-dos and did-dos is about. It's about accountability. It's about your desired outcomes. It's about the three behaviors that you've decided to really dedicate yourself to this 90 days. What did you do today that empowered you to be even more successful and mindful going into tomorrow when it comes to those three behaviors? It's all about those three behaviors for 90 days, and we want to continue to reflect back on that as we move into tomorrow. So please, 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 especially when you have the energy, when you have the bandwidth, okay, when you have the executive functioning at play, whenever you're engaging your journal, please don't forget to forecast for the next day, because I believe that tomorrow's forecast calls for an amazing, amazing life and an opportunity for you to find your authentic self there. All right. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Thank you.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.